I believe to be the best, you got to beat the best. So I want to fight on all cylinders, on all the players that they start with, everybody that they come in with, everybody that normally plays, I want them to play.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I couldn't do this.
Huh?
I couldn't.
I was
sorry. I don't know how you.
I'm not a patient human being to do these things.
Yeah, I'm having trouble from this side of the
table. You guys come out with some pretty witty questions, especially.
I don't know where that guy's at. You've answered the same one 47 times.
I know.
Now.
That's the biggest thing.
Why did your dad come to America?
I guess to pursue another life, you know what I mean? And to better self in education.
Did you ever think about what your life would be now if you hadn't come? Because you wouldn't have made the NFL from Nigeria, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably wouldn't have the same. Like, my mom's American, so I probably wouldn't have the same mom. I don't. That's a long story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
About
what
do you
place Green Bay is played.
Kind of
a welcome to Green Bay moment for you?
Oh yeah, definitely. I got drafted, you know, I don't remember the exact day I came to Green Bay, but I was coming off a plane, and I'm walking down to baggage claim on the escalator while riding down, and I just hear this big roar, and I'm looking down, and I just see so many Green Bay Packers fans, like, cheering me on, like, you know, just congratulating me, welcoming me here, and I didn't even know anyone knew I was coming, you know what I mean? So it was kind of a surprise for me, but I guess at that moment I knew what type of fans we had in Green Bay.
Maybe they thought you were someone else?
Huh? Maybe.
It's Gilbert.
I don't know who else they could have been thinking I was, but you know, they were very receptive, and they showed me a lot of love. All right.
Do you see Coach McCoy?
Coach McCoy?
Yeah.
Who's Coach McCoy? Like, I don't know Coach McCoy. All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay. Coach McCarthy. Okay.
Do you see the young coach, even though he's almost 50?
Right.
I mean, it's not
60.
It's not.
Yeah, age is nothing but a number. I mean, the experience he has, I mean, I believe to be a good head coach, I mean, you have to be a leader of men. And I mean, I think that he treats us like men, so when he talks, I mean, his presence is felt. I mean, he's speaking from the heart, but he also has a lot of important things to tell us, so we're always attentive when he's talking.
His presence is felt?
Once he's talking, you know that our head coach is talking. A lot of guys, I mean, I know from what people have been telling me, like, a lot of people's head coaches aren't like that, you know what I mean? They're kind of fumbling with their words. They don't feel comfortable up there in front of the whole team. But Coach McCarthy, he's talking the same way. If our GM's in the room, you know, if our president's in the room, if it's just us, you know, if it's just a couple people, if you're having a one-on-one meeting with him, I feel like, I mean, he's a great leader. And that's why, I mean, it's so easy to listen to him.
It makes a difference.
Definitely makes a difference.
Hey, DJ.
How you doing?
How you
doing? I'm going to feel was there ever a point in your career you thought of being a center?
Excuse me?
Was there ever a point in your career, high school, college, that you thought about being a center?
What does that mean? Oh, mean basketball?
No, in football.
I'm a defensive guy, man. I mean, I play on defense.
From the very beginning?
Nah. I mean, I had a couple of small colleges, and some colleges tried to make me play offensive line coming out of high school, but I wasn't going for it.
Even like, from the very beginning, you're always
defense. Defense, buddy.
so how do you see centers? You see them as absolutely the enemy? I mean, when you see centers.
No, I just see a guy that's trying to impede me from getting to the ball. I mean, that's all. That's all it is. I mean, a guy, he's trying to do his job and block me, and it's my job to get off the blocks.
Yeah.
I don't feel I need anger to play the game of football. I love it too much.
That's okay.
DJ, Ryan just said that, you know, you and Clay are just special players that just come along, you know, once every decade or two. What does that mean when Ryan says that about you and Clay and what you guys have meant to this football team?
Oh, man, no, it means a lot because I know the type of person Ryan is. I know the type of player he is. You know, he's been around this league for about a decade now. I mean, he's seen a lot. I mean, he's been through a lot. So for him to say that, I know he's not just saying it because I know the type of man he is.
you know, you've been on the field so much this year. You've carried the load when other guys were hurt and calling those things out. I mean, is that the way you wanted it? I mean, you're willing to carry the burden?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whatever it takes to win. I mean, I don't see it as carrying a burden. I just see it as being a guy that's picking the team up. You know what I mean? I mean, injuries are going to happen. I mean, it's unfortunate that we had the number that we've had this season. But, I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, God forbid, but, I mean, it's not going to be a far-fetched if I would be injured one year and those guys have to pick up. You know what I mean? So I don't look at it like that. I look at it as, I mean, those guys fell, and we were just fortunate enough to pick them up and keep rolling.
All the veterans said that, you know what, yeah, as much as they want to win it, you're a second-year player. You want to win this pretty badly, too. Is that, you know?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, the biggest example I can give is our defensive coordinator, Dom Capers. He's been coaching for about 25 years. This is his first Super Bowl appearance. So there's no guarantee you're going to be back. No guarantee you're going to get here. I mean, the fact that we got here, you know, it's amazing, but we want to finish the thing off.
What's your first impression of Dom Capers when you were kind of introduced to him and early going?
Well, the first time I met him, he was actually in his room watching some tape. I walked in. I've never seen more tapes of film and never seen more books and more plays drawn up than I've seen when I came in there. So I was like, wow, man, this guy's a mastermind of the game. And hopefully, I mean, I've gotten to know him a little bit better now. And isn't everything I expected.
You know the story that when he was a kid, he mowed lawns, he used scissors to cut the last part of the lawn. He used scissors to cut down it.
You mean the hedge clippers?
Well, no, he used actual scissors out of a...
Wow.
That's what I always...
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, he's supposed to be the most meticulous, detailed guy that you could ever come across.
Oh, definitely. I mean, even things like on, you know, certain days, it's more pass-oriented, more defensive coverage. But he wants the defense line on the defense as well, so... Kind of keeps us in the meeting room and as he goes over coverages and things.
How complicated is it to learn?
I mean, well, now it's easy. But 2 years ago, I mean, it was difficult. I mean, because, I mean, coming from a 4-3 defense, I mean, it's not a lot of things pre-snap you have to listen for, you know?
Right.
It's kind of, they call the defense out and then that's it. And then, but now, I mean, I'm in my stance and I'm listening for the linebackers. I mean, we might change the call on a motion, you know, if something occurs, you might change it, so I have to stay alert.
Feel like you're in a college classroom sometimes?
Sometimes. I mean, I'm only human. I mean, a lot of days, I mean, I'll be hurting in the meeting room, you know,
right.
A little tired. But, I mean, if you keep the ultimate goal in mind, I mean, you'll get over it.